out and broke. So broke. So broke. From spending money like a fucking teenage girl. That's what I'm fucking...
On Cliff Burton dolls.
Oh, dude, I fucking took my son to the casino last weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah? Ask me how much money I lost.
How much money did you lose?
All of it. Yeah. Yes, sir. I did.
Who do I love, Vegas? Because all my money's here.
And you're going late May, right?
May 22nd, baby. Okay. I can't fucking...
So if you want to pick a week, I've got an idea for the anniversary.
When is the anniversary?
May
15th or something, yeah, something like that. Like it's a teenth.
Yeah, something like that. In the middle of the month. You don't have to record it. We can pick a Tuesday or something and record it.
Is
during
that
the...
week? Is I think that week of the second is a would be a every other record week. Fuck you.
Would you quit being 70 for 3 seconds?
No.
God.
So, let's see. Actually, that week is an off record week, so you want to record it the 19th?
No, because that's after the anniversary.
Oh, okay, then we'll, the 5th would be before that. Let's do it the 12th. Let's do two in a row, then let's do... The 5th and the 12th.
Okay. I got to jot that down somewhere, but yeah, let's do that.
All right.
So, I've showed you this before. This is the TGO Radio Season 1 Greatest Hit CD I made after the show, after you left the show.
Are we going to listen to that?
Yes, we are.
I'm already feeling sick that week, so go ahead and put it on the books. Oh, God. I'm going to have to get drunk for that one.
Yeah, it's not...
Red Eye. Oh.
I don't think Red Eye is on here. The old prostitute's home. The wood chipped iron.
I remember that.
Now, TGO Radio was. Season one was.
Oh, that would hurt.
It sounded like you ripped some tissue. Yeah. TGO Radio Season one was 2005. And you left the show, of course, for the first of, I don't know, 7 or 8 times you left the show. You cunt. So anyway, I was a little not feeling great about that. So I put a greatest hits CD of the first season together. Here are the tracks from that CD.
Jeff's a cunt. Jeff's a cunt part two.
The Birth of a Running Joke. A Thoughtful Analysis of Pat O'Brien's Sexual Harassment Voicemails. The Old Prostitute's Home.
Yep.
The Woodchipper. The Kid. The Amish. The Back Passage. Irony. Catch It. Falling Down.
Oh, yeah.
Random Splotches. The Degenerate. Mike Forbis, comedic genius.
Mike Forbis.
Ayn Rand would love this show. The Floating McDonald's.
I remember that. I remember that. That was fucking Indonesia.
Yeah, the flood. after they had all that flooding.
Floating McDonald's.
Yeah. Kosher Pet Food and The Post. And A Thoughtful Analysis of Jenna Lewis's Home Porn Movie. So that's the
one of these days.
And the CD is, by the way, can I tell you, the CD is still in it. Like, it's still there.
Do you is that an audio or a digital CD?
Audio.
It's audio. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if it plays.
Do you have a greatest hits put together of the Hiroshima shows?
No, but we're going to have one this year.
We need to do that.
No, we're going to have one this year.
There's been some fucking dingers.
Yeah. We're going to have one this year.
Okay.
Instead of recording a new one, we're going to have one of those this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that is, we are going to do that.
The way things fucking keep going in fucking Russia and Ukraine, we may just have new subject matter for that.
I get no kick from Ukraine.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Broadcasting from the TGO Media World Headquarters, this is TGO Radio. I'm Brian, that's Jeff. Doug Reach Around Producing. How are we doing, man?
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah, we're here.
It is not often that, I mean, you see here I got a format, I got my news. It is not often that the world shines on us on a recording day. There is a video out today of Mike Tyson punching a guy on an airplane.
Oh, fuck no. Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me we have a copy.
Well, I mean, you'd have to pull it up, but yeah.
So, Mike Tyson's punch out is what we're looking for.
Yeah. There are several videos of this. The guy was drunk and belligerent. Apparently, Tyson had taken a picture with him, and there's that and the other thing.
Repeatedly punching him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
it's sharp rights, and
he's still got it.
He's teaching the guy. Oh yeah, he still got it.
Yeah,
he's teaching the guy a lesson. It's there you go, right there.
Right there.
Yeah, that's the one. Now that is it might not be. I mean, there are several videos out there.
This is George talking to Mike Tyson.
This guy right here.
Oh my God. So, what the fuck does he think he's doing?
So now this guy is apparently drunk or whatever. Tyson at some point did take a picture with him, I guess. I don't have all the details. But
looks like he's all of, what, 22, 23
he's a
maybe?
Young dude, yeah.
He's a young, stupid dude.
Well, he's about to have a but face like a fucking meat locker.
Oh,
bro, this shit crazy, bro. Mike Tyson. My dog done got lit, man. He over here rapping with Tyson. Mike Tyson trying to give us some shrooms. You don't know how to act. Tyson looking out, man. This shit crazy as
f. He should have never gave you his money.
Peasants. They're peasants.
It's just video over and over, and now.
Oh!
Bop! Bop!
Oh!
Tyson standing above the guy.
Down goes Wilson.
And he is fucking.
Ooh.
Eating his lunch. He's he is fucking taking it to him. Bop, 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 bop. Hey, oh, he's fucking.
Let's go stop back. Let's lose the horse.
Oh.
JetBlue, Mint Flight.
Would you like me to get a screen grab of that?
And there's a guy's super sad face after Tyson teaches him a lesson on how to behave in public. But he, I mean, Tyson is hunched over.
Oh, my God. Boy, he's fucking just
giving him the business. Right there. Here it is coming up. Bop, 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 bop. Oh, he's fucking.
Hey, Mike, come on. Let's go stop back.
Teaching it to him. Wow. Ah, look at his sad face.
Boy just got beat up by Mike Tyson. Turn that way.
That's fucking beautiful. Isn't that great?
Yeah, he got.
Bet he's sober now.
Yeah, he got fucked up.
F***ed up.
Yeah, he did.
Just trying to ask for an autograph.
No, he wasn't. He was being a He was being a belligerent.
I was trying to ask for an autograph and celebrity hit me.
No, he's a fucking douche. Fuck you.
Man, did he fucking wail on
fucking
that dude.
Gave him the business.
I never gave you his money.
Peasants. They're peasants.
God, fucking, here it is. And we've all wanted to do it. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, it is just short.
Probably good deal if somebody stopped me. He'd probably kill the fucking kid, you know?
I wish he fucking would have.
Look at that douche.
I've had it with all these assholes on planes and fucking belligerent drunks. Fuck you. I wish he'd have jettisoned him out the back of the fucking plane. Fuck him. Fuck his family for giving birth to him. Fuck his gimmick. Fuck his Nazi haircut.
Fuck his gimmick.
Fuck everything about
you know
this
why
kid.
These people get away with this shit? Because we fucking let them. And we don't throw them out of the back of the plane. No. Or we don't, there's no repercussions for it anymore.
Well, there was for him. There was for that guy. I love that video. I love
every second. Oh my God, boy, he fucking just.
He really did just tee off on
him. Pounded that fucking little douchebag.
He teed off on him.
His fucking Nazi haircut.
I fucking hate him. I hate everything about him.
Yep. Wow. Good. Good for you, Mike.
It's great, right?
Yeah. Oh,
it's the best.
Solved that fucking mystery, didn't you, Mike? Yep.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it. Look how sad he looks.
He
probably can't even talk from the fucking...
I got beat up and now I'm sober again.
Yeah, you know, it is funny how taking a couple shots to the dome will fucking
sober
you right
up. Real
up.
Quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens.
Yeah, when somebody uses their fucking fist to show you what an asshole you're acting like, sobers up real fucking quick.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I love it.
But you know what?
I fucking love
That's the only way to get through to fucking idiots like that. It's the only fucking thing they understand.
Yeah, that's just it. And I love it.
Violence isn't the answer. No, but it sure does fucking help a lot.
No, you know what, though? Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is. It is. Sometimes it is.
And I hate to say this, it's frequently the answer. And I know nobody wants to hear that,
nope.
But it is frequently the answer
but
to the question.
There are some people that just need a fucking ass whooping. And they need it when they're young so they don't grow up to be fucking douches like that.
Yeah. Look how sad he looks. Oh,
he's a sad little panda.
With this fucking Hitler Youth haircut. Fuck you. I'll kill yourself.
Looks like Barney Rubble. Oh, gee, Fred.
Oh, gee, Fred. You really ought to be smoking fucking cigarettes with Fred Flintstone behind the back of the house. Let's take a Winston break.
Yeah, Bond. Hey, you got to light up a Winston.
Fuck my ass, Bond. A Winston break. I think Betty was beating rugs and fucking Wilma was cutting grass.
Betty was beating rugs. You're damn right she was.
Betty loved the puss, that's what I've heard. I heard Betty loved pussy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's the fucking 60s, so you know that shit wasn't shaved.
Mm-mm. No, like the 60s, not even the 1960s, the 60s, because they were
the Flintstones. Do you get it, everybody? Do you get it?
Back in the Stone Age.
It's a caveman joke.
It's not even the 1960s, just the 60s.
It's a Paleozoic joke.
We got it. Yeah. See, Anderson Cooper had corona. Did you see that?
I'd heard that he'd had some kind of communicable disease.
Not the virus I would have thought he was going to get. I mean, if you just said Anderson Cooper had a virus.
What's the first thing that popped? Let's do right. A little word association, kids, shall we? Mm-hmm. Anderson Cooper virus.
Updates and corrections time now on TGR Radio. Last episode, we talked about, Herb Alpert was straight. I had made some suggestions that perhaps...
Oh, did we get sued by the estate?
First of all, he's still alive.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. He's very old, but yeah. Still alive.
But so the question is he old and still sucking dick?
Apparently was married twice.
To women?
Yes.
Beards?
No. Well, I don't know. He's got a couple of kids.
Huh. He really took that a long way, didn't he?
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, but blowing that trumpet. Come on, man.
Rode that gimmick to the end, didn't he? Alpert was married to Sharon May Lubin from 56 to 71. They had two children since 73. He's been married to recording artist Lonnie Hall.
Oh, yeah?
The original singer with Sergio Mendez.
Well, I'll be damned.
Well, they have one daughter. Actress Aria Alpert. Look her up, would you? A-R-I-A Alpert. Let's see what she looks like.
Oh, his daughter?
A-R-I-A.
Well, maybe.
Well, second picture.
Second one.
Second picture is a pregnancy picture, and I really want to... There was nothing pleasant about that. Just stop it already. What are you doing? Who's turned on by that? And if you are, how soon can we get you chemically castrated? You're wrong. It's gross. It's fucking gross.
Eh. Clara Bow's.
Yes, Clara Bow loved pussy. She's all right. Yeah. Is there a picture of her young? Because she's fucking an old maid in these pictures. That's not bad. She's all right. Yeah. It's, little fish face monster.
Oof, boy, she's grown up a lot since that picture. Oh wait, that might be her.
That's the dog.
Is it? And here we have a picture of a 1970s woman taking her bush for a walk.
Sorry, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Time once again for a very exciting edition of Leave Yourself Alone.
Oh, yeah?
On TGO Radio. Leave Yourself Alone. So I think we're going to have to quit doing Leave Yourself Alone, because every time we do this, it's just someone who's got something stuck in his asshole.
Yeah?
Your asshole? Doctors stunned to find a 4.5-pound dumbbell in a man's his asshole.
Yeah?
Stunned, the doctors were.
A 4.5-pound dumbbell.
Yeah.
Shoved up this dude's butt.
Yeah. Doctors in Brazil.
Butt man goes to Brazil.
I think I solved the mystery. Have been left stunned after a man got a 4.4-pound dumbbell stuck in his rectum. Rectum, it damn near killed him.
Damn near killed him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't know how old I'm going to be when that joke stops being funny, but it's not 50. I can tell you that.
Nope.
The 54-year-old man.
Ooh.
It's a little close to home, isn't it?
Let me guess. He was working out and tripped. That's how it happened.
He was suffering with stomach pains.
No.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, I bet.
Very little.
He was suffering from stomach pains. Yeah, was he?
Yeah.
Okay. So far, it all lines up. So far.
He was suffering from stomach pains when his fucking asshole was killing him. Who gives a fuck about his stomach? I bet that was the least of his concerns. How did he notice? How do you shove? Please help me with this. How do you shove a 4.4 pound dumbbell up your ass and then a little while later go, gee, my stomach hurts? How the fuck does that happen?
Well, I appreciate you asking me, but I don't have any fucking idea how it works.
Come on, you've diddled that before.
I have a picture of an x-ray, by the way.
We
can get to here in a minute. Yeah, glorious. 54-year-old man suffering from stomach pains, nausea, and had been unable to pass a stool. We got a fucking dumbbell block.
Get that fucking dumbbell out of the way first, there, dumbbell.
Before attending the hospital, the man tried to remove the weight himself, but to no avail.
Why are we not playing The Weight by the band right now for this story?
He waited for 2 days before seeking medical help.
Two fucking days?
With this uncomfortable heavy mass
with this
in his...
Uncomfortable hunk.
In my ass. Some comfortable hunk of metal in my ass.
Some gay guy by the name of Wanaki shoved this fucking dumbbell up my ass.
Waited for 2 days before seeking medical
help.
But after having a rectal examination, doctors were unable to find what was causing the problem. It was weird.
What the fuck's going on in Brazil?
Well, listen, the thing with your asshole is it's a vacuum. It wants to pull things in.
Oh, I don't get any of this.
It's not meant to... It's not for us, I don't think. Yeah, let's see. Medics ordered x-rays and found the piece of gym equipment, which was 7.9 inches long, was lodged where the colon meets the rectum.
Was it a shake weight?
Writing in the International Journal of Surgery case reports, which I... just let my subscription to that expire.
Did you? Yeah.
The medics said the case had been of a sexual nature.
Never made the connection.
They explained that with cases like this, people are often less forthcoming about the details of an issue.
Really? Imagine that. Yeah, my stomach hurts. And I got a dumbbell up my ass.
The first, just find a young dude to fuck you. What are you doing? Guys will fuck. Just go to a gay bar, meet a dude. Like, fucking just let it happen. Find some hung Brazilian to fucking... do some damage to your shit pipe. Just be gay. You might feel a little bit better about yourself. Fucking be gay. Talking to you, my son. No, just kidding. No.
Kid's not gay, is he?
No. He just doesn't like women very much.
Well.
I don't think he respects them much.
No?
Frankly. Yeah. And I.
Jeez, I wonder where he learned that from.
How dare you? I will not sit here. The patient was discharged after spending 3 days in the hospital. They had to opt for a manual removal, which meant the surgeon had to put his hand in to fish the object out. Ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, shoving that dumbbell up your ass is just a gift that keeps on giving, you know? Wow.
Then it's a fisting. Next thing you know, only a horse will do it for you.
Put on his fucking miner's helmet with the light on the top and...
Here's the biggest lie in this article.
Yeah?
They explain that it's a problem that affects both genders.
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No.
But predominantly seen in men.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, there's your out.
It was previously reported that Brits putting things up their assholes cost the National Health Service... 350,000 pounds a year. Beer bottles, toothbrushes, carrots, and wine corks are just some of the items reported over the years. An analysis by medics at Royal Wolverhampton Royal
Buggery.
Royal Wolverhampton Hospital's NHS Trust aimed to uncover the financial burden to the country.
Why is that a burden to the country?
Because it's a national health service.
Oh.
Socialized medicine. Mm. A total of 3,500 objects were removed from the back passage over the course of 9 years.
Then you got fucking Ryan Dunn shoving a fucking Matchbox car up his ass for fucking entertainment purposes.
Men were almost always the patients.
You know what? Wait a minute. How fucking ironic is that?
What?
Ryan Dunn shoves a car up his ass, then a fucking car shoves him into a tree. Huh? I mean, really?
Men were almost always the patients 85% of the time.
I don't believe that number.
One in six patients are over 60.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Here's a picture of the x-ray, by the
way. Oh, boy.
This will be, and if you're at home and you're going, gee, I want to see this, don't worry. It's the picture that's going to go with the description of this show. It's the picture. There you go. it just looks uncomfortable.
Oh. Jesus fucking Christ. So they did a rectal exam, couldn't find nothing.
Uh-huh.
Fucking, they were a little surprised when they fucking popped that x-ray on the old fucking viewing board.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Leave yourself alone continues on TGO Radio. Leave yourself alone. Just leave yourself alone. Jerking off is so good. Just jerk off.
That's not leaving yourself alone.
Well, you don't have to put things in your ass. Doctors had to invent a new tool to remove a 23-inch sex toy from a man's asshole after it got stuck for 24 hours. 23 inches long.
For 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had to invent a tool.
Yeah. Yeah. They had to invent something to go in there and fish this
out. So they're not as adventurous as the Brazilian doctors, huh? Just fucking strap on a fucking glove and you're trying to get a bag of chips out of the vending machine.
Yeah, man. They went digging for gold.
Oof.
Not the fucking whoever this is. These savages. Doctors were forced to improvise when it came to remove a sex toy from one unlucky patient. The unnamed man.
Huh.
31. Get a 23-inch dildo lodged inside him, having struggled to remove the toy at home.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
You
I
got
can't.
That up in there. You've had your fucking jollies or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you're
dropped the biggest load of your life.
And then you're trying to pull that thing out. And what do you suppose that moment is when you realize I have to take myself to the fucking emergency room?
Well, 24 hours had passed, so he tried whatever he could try.
Oh, he tried passing it.
He tried
did
a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah.
23-inch.
And they had to invent a tool.
Yeah.
You know, there's a tool that exists that could solve that problem.
What? It's like a fucking... Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was
fucking
like
9 millimeter?
Well, and it was like an oil, you know, what do they call it? The oil wrench? Where you where you put an oil filter on your car? What do they call this?
It's an oil wrench.
Oil wrench.
Yeah.
Yeah. 23 inches in your ass.
It's 2 foot, man.
Yeah.
That's a 2 foot fucking dildo.
Boy, that was so clean. Guys, stay tuned next week.
Stay tuned for
the out of context audio of that situation that you just, boy, peerless on the clean drops.
Mm-hmm.
told doctors he was suffering from
mild, loneliness,
mild abdominal pain. Boy, but my asshole's killing me. X-ray showed a long and large-sized foreign body in his colon. I ain't talking about Poland. I'm talking about this dild.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Doctors tried to remove the dild using standard techniques.
Dare we look up standard dildo removing techniques?
Where a tube and grabbing device is inserted due to the, quote, smoothness and size of the object, end quote.
Oh, he wasn't using like a lifelike one. He was
going for a...
He was going for the fucking avant-garde experience.
None of the tools medics had were able to grab a hold of the sex toy. The grabbing devices were either too loose or...
Holy shit!
Or simply didn't have the range to latch onto such a large foreign body. The doctors wrote in a case report. Stuck for ideas on how to remove the dild. The quick thing. It's going to be a show title, right? The Dild?
The Dild?
Yeah.
Why are they calling it the Dild?
That's what I'm calling it.
Oh, the Dild. Okay, gotcha.
Quick thinking medics invented a new tool using medical wire to latch onto it and pull it out.
They invented one of those hoops that the fucking animal department uses to snare fucking wild dogs.
If you look, it's not that far off. If
picturing exactly what they did.
Yeah. It's not that far off.
And committing it to memory for later, you know? Just in case.
The patient was discharged the same day. Wow. There you go.
Fucking dunderheads. Quit. Leave it alone.
Leave yourself alone. Leave yourself alone. It's just guys with stuff in their asses. Yeah. I'm not sure why we keep doing this segment, but...
That's all it is.
I know.
Yep.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah. Damn near every week we got a story about some guy fucking relieving himself in public somewhere in front of kids and moms and, you know, at the grocery store and...
I suppose. All right. 23 inches, man. That is something. That is just... Wow.
I bet you when he started, he thought there was no way in hell he'd ever get 23 inches in his ass.
You're saying he worked up to 23. He didn't go straight for the 23. You're saying he worked up to it.
Yeah, there's no way.
A couple glasses of wine and some, you know, some lube.
Some fucking lube, some super lube.
Yeah.
If that motherfucker kept sliding up in. Yeah, he went for it and he got there. And that, you know damn well that motherfucker was right at the fucking end. And he probably just
he got greedy,
twisted the wrong way, and that fucking hole went and closed right
That's
up.
What happened.
And it's it. It's over. It's done, Johnny.
Yeah.
It's fucking done. It's over.
20.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's no fucking dumbbells in there. I can tell you that for a fact.
No. I can vouch for that. Is that bad?
But there's a tire fire raging in my colon. Oh!
Tire fire in my colon would be the episode title. let's go to the news!
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this. And more.
Jeff, is it bad?
Oh, yeah.
Is it bad?
It is bad.
Well, quit!
I don't want it over here.
Play. Play!
Please.
Told myself I wasn't going to yell and scream today. Told myself not to be annoying.
Yeah, well.
Shut up.
Now to a bizarre accident in a North County car wash where a man died after becoming trapped in machinery at the Escondido business.
Why am I laughing at this? Let me guess, some fucking dunderhead went through with the windows down or the top down or just walked through or rode in on the hood for some stupid fucking YouTube video.
Now to a bizarre act.
He's 56, this guy, by the way.
Not anymore.
Another one close to our age.
Yeah.
Accident in a North County car wash where a man died after becoming trapped in machinery at the Escondido business. Our Jamie Chambers is there live with what he's learning to...
Thank God Jamie Chambers got on the fucking scene.
Hey, they've changed the color of the soap at the car wash, honey. It's red now.
I had to close it down. Fucking...
Like fucking Carl Spackler out there with his fucking Tyvek suit and shit on, cleaning everything up.
Night. Jamie?
You know, Phil, investigators have dedicated a lot of man hours to try to understand exactly what took place here. It certainly is.
I don't know that you need a lot of man hours to figure this out. I mean, if you get...
Talk of the neighborhood now, investigators have recovered a video that answers some questions, but they still have so many issues that they're trying to understand.
Locals who use the Pearl Wash are trying to understand what could have happened to leave a 53-year-old man dead inside...
No, he's dead!
...the automatic car washing machine.
Yeah, I've been with the department about...
Now, this is not... They keep saying, gee whiz, we have no idea what happened. Then they tell you what
then
fucking
happened.
Then
they tell you what fucking happened,
it's,
yeah.
It's not a mystery.
30 years, and this is the first time I've seen anything like this.
Gee, I was just supposed to
hope so.
The accident happened late Friday night, and according to police, for some reason, the man climbed out of his Scion and was pinned between the car and the car wash equipment.
Oh, I bet that fucking hurt. I mean, eventually the hurting stopped, but...
All bleeding stops eventually.
Right, yeah.
Got out of his car.
Well, listen, pro tip for you. Stay in during the car wash.
I mean, yeah, but they just...
According to police for...
God, they told me. We don't know what happened. What could have happened here?
Well, we're trying to understand what happened. What are you trying to fucking understand? The guy got out of his car and he got killed in a car wash. Right. End a fucking story. Clean it up, open it up so I can get my car wash and we can all fucking move on with life.
Exactly.
Okay? Thank you.
You know how when you go through a car wash, they have all those stuffed animals hanging there in the middle?
Yeah.
That's where I want this guy. This guy. I want him doing his best Jesus pose. Next to that Winnie the Pooh in the car wash.
Oh, I'm so mad I missed that. Mommy, there's a new stuffed animal. Oh my God, turn away, don't look.
For some reason, the man climbed out of his Scion and was pinned between the car and the car wash equipment.
I think I got the reason. He's a fucking asshole.
We just don't understand what happened.
Well, he's an asshole. That's what happened.
What does it matter? The guy got out of his car in an operating car wash and died. There you go. Clean it up, open it up, move on.
And dragged him with the car.
Locals say every...
Wait a minute.
I wonder if he got caught up in the tire thing that...
I think we missed the punchline.
And the car wash equipment.
The car began to roll forward and dragged him with the car.
Locals say...
What locals have nothing to say about this. Don't talk to them. They're offering you zero unique insight into this. They don't know why the guy got out of his car. They don't know what it feels like for the guy to get out of his car and get pinned in there for the deluxe wash. They don't know why it happened. Don't talk to fucking locals. They don't know anything. Stop it.
Fucking car's name was Christine.
Everyone in the area can't believe someone would get out of their car.
Really? Did you? Everybody? Great. Everybody.
Great.
Everybody in the area is just fucking bum-fuzzled. Doesn't know what happened to this guy.
Can we talk to him for five straight minutes?
Please.
Can we get our local Emmy on that? Thanks.
be too scared to get in my car. I mean, the...
No shit, stupid. That's the point.
You sound like a sensible human being. Which is why you're not going to die in a car wash, at least not today.
Have you considered not getting out of your fucking car in the car wash, then? Have you considered that? Well, this guy didn't. Now he's dead. So fuck him and everyone related to him. They're probably stupid, too. Fuck him.
Bristles and everything else. And
we know what's in a car wash, you dumb coos. You trick.
Always says stay in your car. Don't roll down your window. So always follow direction.
Do it. You might live to see another day, lady. Huh, imagine that. Wow, there's a sensible fucking human being. Jesus Christ.
You might live to see another day.
Huh, you're heeding the warning signs and you're following directions. What a novel fucking idea.
Sounds to me.
Wow, god damn.
Sounds to me like you're going to make it to Friday.
Hey, listen, don't fucking get drunk and mouth off to Mike Tyson on an airplane. Huh. Wow, okay. You know, next time I'll try that. Once my fucking memory comes back, these fucking bruises on the side of my face heal up.
I think I lost a few brain cells.
Oh, fuck, did he? What the alcohol hadn't got, Mike Tyson's knuckles took care of.
One of those freak accidents, you know.
It wasn't an accident.
No, it's not a freak accident.
It wasn't. He stepped out of his car.
A freak accident is the guy's in his car, and when the car exits the fucking car wash, he's a mangled fucking chunk of hamburger. That's a freak fucking accident, stupid.
What, did the car wash pull him out of the car on its own?
I'm sure that some people, the car wash is haunted. It's possessed.
It's not an accident. He got out and fucking...
Well, it's a bizarre accident. No. No, it's not. It is not. You don't know what bizarre accident means, pal.
I don't think you know what
the fuck is wrong with these people?
Who are these people?
My God.
Everything can happen close by, but you know, the reality is that you got to be alert all the time.
You need to fucking stay in your goddamn car. You don't need to be alert all the time. Stay. Go back to the lady. I follow directions. It says stay in the car. I stay in the car. That's why I live to see another fucking day. Oh, my God.
I hate this guy.
Oh, shit.
Hated the woman, but hate this guy.
Freak accidents, you know, you never think it happened close by, but you know, the reality is that you got to be alert all the time.
And well, so-
I think he was alert.
You got to be alert for those killer car washes that drag random people out of the car and fucking mutilate them.
I think he was alert. He was being fucking murdered by the haunted car wash.
Some car washers continue to use the automatic wash today without issue.
Oh, weird. So you're saying they stayed in their cars and they lived.
What you're saying is they read the sign, they followed the directions of that sign, and everything went according to the fucking plan, right? Huh. Wow. Amazing.
Bob, we need you to go down and cover the guy that got out of his car wash and died in the car wash. All right, what's the story? Well, he got out of his car. All right, well, okay, what's the angle? He's a jerk off. How do you want me to cover this? People managed to use the car wash without incident the rest of the day.
No kidding.
Could be they stayed in their fucking vehicles.
I really fucking hate people. I so much.
They used it the rest of the day without incident.
Wow.
Oh, they did, huh?
God damn.
That's hard to fathom.
But you know, the reality is that...
I mean, typically, bloodthirsty car washes are always going to strike again.
Well,
so
I think it's
only a matter of time. It's not if, it's when somebody else will die in that car wash.
I think it had gotten its fill.
Yeah? Was that guy's name Phil?
You got to be alert all the time.
And while some car washers continue
to use...
You
got to be alert all the time. No, you stay in your fucking car all the time. Goddamn idiot. Ooh, I have a microphone shoved in my face. I really need to say a bunch of stupid shit.
Fucking exactly, which is why I don't know why they talk to these fucking nincompoops in the street.
Automatic wash today without issue.
There's lots of, dozens of people.
Captain Obvious, fucking... bringing this story to a fucking common sense end.
Dozens more people went to the car wash today. Nary a life was threatened.
Users are looking at the system more cautiously.
It's not the system!
Yes! By all means, let's sue the fucking people that made it. Let's sue the engineers that designed it. Let's sue the people that built it. Let's sue the fucking 16-year-old kid that's getting paid $15 an hour to stand there and wave you into the fucking car wash. Let's sue everybody because this fucking idiot got out of his goddamn car in the middle of a car wash.
You watch.
The next time you go to the fucking car wash, there'll be fucking bigger, bolder signs because people are fucking idiots.
Oh, the car lurched forward and left back and to the...
Hey, by the way, can you turn that fucking bust of Lincoln around so I can get him the proper way?
Hang on. I gotta get him behind the right ear, so hang on. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Let's see if I can fucking booth this on the first shot. Oh! Close. God damn it. Man, that was close. All right, we'll try it later.
Got a company vehicle through here and actually knocked one of the mirrors off it. So I don't like car washes that actually engage and touch your vehicle.
The Escondido Police.
Okay, that's not a car wash then, pal.
That's a rainstorm.
That's a car dry fuck right there, okay?
You should leave your car out in the rain then, dummy.
Go rewind that. I want to hear what this fucking idiot had to say.
It's the touchless car wash. I have to have one of those.
Cautiously.
Or I brought a company vehicle through here and actually knocked one of the mirrors off it. So I don't like car washes that actually engage and touch your vehicle.
Yes.
I guess. I mean.
Let me guess. Add-on mirror, which it says they're not responsible for damage.
Candido Police Department says the car wash did not malfunction and what?
No. He was the cleanest corpse in the county.
Wasn't engaged when the accident took place, but an alarm was triggered.
It was the cleanest corpse in the county.
I couldn't think of how to get there. I wanted to get there.
But
I
you did. Didn't.
I didn't. And I couldn't think because it was too many syllables, and I couldn't think of how to get there. The answer was to just go ahead and belt it out and not worry about it. That was the answer. And I fucked it up. And I apologize to you and the listeners.
Getting the attention of bystanders.
Tragic, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. But...
Oh, yeah, that'll help. It's tragic. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're right. It is. It is. It's tragic that people can't fucking read directions. Stay in the fucking car.
Just a terrible thing that happened, and, you know, just there's no reason for it. It's just one of those
odd
things.
You are exactly right, pal.
This guy's telling more truth than anybody else.
You're exactly right. No reason for it to happen.
Preliminarily, investigators don't...
Wait a minute, what?
I'm sorry, the what?
What? The what?
Preliminarily?
Hey, Bob, we're back live. Get the dick out of your mouth.
Preliminarily, investigators don't believe drugs or alcohol played any role in this incident, but they are investigating this as a traffic accident.
It's not a traffic accident.
Industrial accident because the car was in drive when they arrived on scene.
Can we blame the idiot that got out of the car? Can we blame the idiot that got out of the car?
Ingredients.
Or are we just going to look to blame everybody else?
Everyone but this guy.
Everyone but the fucking guy.
Yeah.
How much money you think the family's going to get out of this?
I hope not a fuck.
Oh, no, but they will.
I'll give them a book of free car washes.
You're going to get them that for Christmas? Yeah.
If I could find this guy's fucking name, I would. He's a dummy, and he's dead. Good. That's all I can think to tell you on this one.
And you can sign it from Shauna Ray's dad.
I'm going to poke that bear. We haven't even talked about that.
No, we never did.
No reason to fucking do it either. Fuck him and fuck his gimmick, thief.
Southern Maryland a bizarre scene now unfolding in a quiet small town. A death investigation's underway in Charles County in a home.
Talking about a goddamn death investigation.
I gotta come out of an idiot story. Talk about a fucking death investigation.
Got a goddamn death investigation.
You gotta roll it now.
Well, all right.
Please.
We're up to our long distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn
death investigation.
Dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
God damn it, where's my orange smoothie?
And where's my orange smoothie? Damn it!
God damn it!
Orange smoothie like 20 minutes ago.
Maryland, a bizarre scene now unfolding in a quiet small town. A death investigation's underway in Charles County in a home full of more than 100 snakes. Fox 5 Sierra Fox is live in Pomfret, Maryland with the details. It's not often.
A man in a home with 100 snakes was found dead, Jeff.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
To a story.
Snake bite?
Who can say?
Like this, and snakes is a factor. So what's going on here?
Snakes?
Angie, this is definitely unusual. Last night.
You know, I don't know that it is. Is it?
Night around 6 in the evening, a neighbor called the Charles County Sheriff's Office after finding a man dead inside this home. Now, when deputies arrived here, they also discovered more than 100 venomous and non-venomous snakes. Yes, you heard that right. More than 100 venomous and non...
Yeah, I was wondering if I heard her correctly. I was. I'm glad that she cleared that up because I don't understand venomous and non-venomous. Huh. Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yes, you
so
heard that right.
He died. He was found dead in the house.
Yeah.
Full of venomous and non-venomous snakes.
Yeah.
Neighbor found him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Venomous snakes. Right now, there are experts here from Virginia and North Carolina to us.
Oh, you got some experts here.
Yeah.
He was fucking bitten by a snake. And he died.
Boy, that's a stretch.
Assist animal control to document the different breeds before figuring out where to move them.
I think it's definitely scary.
Fire pit? I'm thinking.
People to hear about how many snakes there are and what kind. I also think that there's...
Where to move them?
I think it's definitely scary for people to hear about...
I think it's definitely scary. It is. I'm frightened, lady. Thank you. Thank you for looking out for my feelings. Thank you.
Put your mask on and get on a plane or something. You leave me the fuck alone for 3 seconds.
Did you hear how she starts at a...
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah, I heard it. You can't not fucking hear it is the problem.
How many snakes there are and what kind. I also think that there's relief in knowing that now that animal control is involved, experts are here, the situation's under control.
I'm glad you're there. I am. Thank you.
The experts are here.
Yes.
Why talk to a regular jack-off? Don't do it.
The experts are here. We're not going to speak to any of them.
No. Fuck no.
Instead, we have Phil the neighbor.
Yeah. Some fucking coos.
Toothless fucking.
Happened to be walking by with her middle-aged woman haircut. Gave up on life. Let's talk to Miss Irrelevant.
Her fucking live, love, laugh bumper sticker on her fucking car.
As she's fucking scooting by with her small dog. Fuck you.
Scene is contained. Neighbors feel safe. They're just grieving.
Grieving?
Are they? Really?
You know what? No, because a guy with 100 snakes was not...
I'm not... Yeah.
He was not beloved in the neighborhood. I could almost guarantee you that.
Oh, I'm sure there were wild parties at Steve's house every fucking weekend. Come party with the snakes, he would say.
Yeah. Yeah, he would fucking just open up the house to the neighbors. He's always cooking them burgers and fucking no one talked to this guy. He was the creep with 100 fucking snakes. That's who he was. Quit acting
like... Nobody interacted with this dude.
Quit acting like this was a loss to the community. All right? He was a fucking asshole that got bit by a snake.
Brian, he was a human being. A life has been lost in their community.
Yeah,
it is a loss to the community. God damn, can you not fucking have a little fucking decency and respect?
I think only in the respect that that's one more taxpayer dead. I think that's the only problem.
It's my only problem.
This time, it's not clear how the man died.
We are back at the fucking car wash again.
Yeah, how did
this happen?
How did this happen?
Wow.
Huh. Causes, or if a snake was...
If only we could figure out how this happened. The guy with 100 snakes in his house was found dead. That's hard to feature. What could it possibly be? Well?
Involved. His name and age hasn't been released.
A dumb cunt. His name was Dumb Cunt.
And he wasn't old enough to know any fucking better not to keep fucking 100 snakes in his house.
His body is being examined by the medical examiner's office, and the cause of death will be released in a few weeks.
A few weeks?
As far as the more than 100 snakes inside his home, animal control says it's not clear why he had so many, but he was...
Well, because he clearly had some kind of fucking mental illness, lady. You think he got up and worked a 9-to-5 and had this hobby on the side? Probably a fucking welfare cheat on top of everything else. I gotta go out and get you guys some mice today.
Taking good care of them. We're told he had them secured responsibly, racked, which keeps their temperature and humidity as close as possible to their normal habitat. The man had venomous snakes like cobras and black mambas and non-venomous snakes, including pythons and rattlesnakes. Venomous snakes are not legal to have here in Maryland.
Oh, so he's a fucking scofflaw on top of it.
Scofflaw?
However, non-venomous snakes are legal to possess.
Huh.
Well, see, is there any danger, though, to the community? What are
no, stupid, she just said.
Yes, there is a danger to the community. Your fucking news broadcast. That's the fucking danger to the community, lady. Let me fucking tip you off.
You're a menace to fucking society. They just spent 2 minutes telling you how everything was under control.
Yep.
They talked to the dumb broad in the street and told you the experts were out there. They fucking went through the entire thing.
They talked to everybody but the fucking experts, so...
And they cut to the fucking newsreader, and the one thing she has to say off prompter, the one question is... Oh, is it safe?
Is everything going to be okay?
Is it safe?
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, you fucking dummy coos. It's safe.
Well, see, is there any danger, though, to the community? What are they saying about that?
I fucking hate her. Mm-hmm. Whoever this... I hate her.
Because... 100 snakes. I mean, those are the ones they found inside.
You take them off prompter and they can't string a fucking sentence together.
Yep. Can't do shit.
They're worthless off prompter. Worthless.
The house. That's not something that we...
Let's come up with better questions for Sierra in the field. Sierra, any evidence he was fucking these snakes? Were the snakes perhaps headed to a plane? Samuel L. Jackson involved in this somehow. Let's come up with some more better questions for fucking Sierra on the field.
Filming Indiana Jones TikToks.
Yes.
It's a distinct possibility.
Where's Karen Allen?
I hear about it. You mentioned every day. It's very unusual.
We know it's unusual, you fucking dope.
Right, Angie. Well, that's exactly what Animal Control wants to make clear, that there is no public safety threat here. There's no
evidence. You said that earlier. Stupid. But by all means, continue with your fucking tremendous newscast.
Can we say the same thing?
Sure.
Two more times? Is that possible?
Well, we got 30 seconds till we get to the weather again for the fucking 15th time in half an hour.
That is so fucking right on.
One time. I want to watch a 30-minute news block of the weather. I want to watch a 30-minute news block of the weather in July. In July, I want to watch a 30-minute fucking block of the local news.
Yeah.
Because you get the weather right at the beginning.
Yeah.
They tell you what they're going to talk about, which they've already told you the weather then.
It's weather on the tubes.
Okay. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So then, yeah, you know, you're getting, in 30 minutes, you're getting the weather half a dozen times at least.
Right.
On that fourth time when they come back, after they talked about it like 10 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago, I want them to come back in July and go, you won't fucking believe it. There's a blizzard happening outside your window right now. Other than that, tell me at the beginning and fucking move on to some other goddamn nonsense fuckery.
Snakes
in the neighborhood bullshit.
You kind of look out the window and you go, okay, it's mid-April.
Yeah.
Could be warm today. Could be cool today. I'll prepare for every fucking eventuality.
It's 58 degrees at the airport and there was 0.3. I don't fucking live at the goddamn airport, stupid. Do you know that your broadcast range covers, The amount of people that live in the airport are not even 1% of your fucking broadcast range? Huh? Or even near it, okay? I'll give you the people that live near it within a couple of block radius of the fucking airport. That's not even 1% of your fucking broadcast range.
Get in here. They're talking about us.
Any snakes escaped or are out here, so everyone shouldn't worry about
fucking
this.
Snakes on the run.
All right, Sierra Fox for us tonight.
Snakes on the run. Oh, someone's car alarm is going off. That's good news.
That was not a car alarm. That was the don't get out of the fucking car wash alarm.
I have been handed an update on the man in the house with 100 snakes story.
Yes.
Thank you, Doug. A Charles County man found dead in a home in January with over 100 venomous and non-venomous snakes died from a venomous snake bite, officials confirmed.
No fucking way. No fucking... What do you suppose the chances of that were? About 100 to 1? Huh. All right, let's see if we can fucking take Lincoln out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, right above it. God damn it.
No. Oh, say it ain't fucking so, you stupid fucking asshole.
I think I actually would have got fucking Mary on that one.
Officers conducted a wellness check at the home around 6 p.m. at a home in 55 block of blah, blah, blah. Neighbor told police they went to check on the 49-year-old man. After not seeing him for more than a day, they found him lying on the floor, unconscious. A victim, Jeff.
Yeah?
Of his own success, so to say. EMS forced entry through the front door of the home. And the man was pronounced dead. No signs of foul play in the man's death.
Yeah?
So this snake's just going to fucking get away with it.
Fuck. Bullshit.
Nope. The cause of death is snake envenomation.
What?
Yeah. Snake envenomation.
Venomation domination?
Yeah. And striking.
Snake insemination?
Striking. Stunning update to that story.
Wow. There's so many other reasons I figured he would have died in a house full of 100 fucking venomous snakes.
It's weird, right?
Snake bit him.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Wow. Man.
It's weird, right?
It is. Guy got out of his car at the car wash.
Yeah.
And died.
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Weird. Weird. Isn't it? I mean, it's just fucking weird that those freak accidents like that happen. Brian is beside himself.
It's, well,
What I'm trying, it's just so fucking strange.
What I'm trying to not do is laugh and step on your excellent material today, because you're really killing it today.
People are fucking idiots.
It's almost as though people get what they deserve.
You don't say. Huh. What is that? Play stupid games, get stupid prizes, or whatever the saying goes?
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your fucking car. You know what? Actually, no. I take that back. Some of you, get the fuck out. In the car wash. On a fucking busy freeway. Some of you need that experience to make ours better.
I agree with that.
Yes.
I do agree with that.
Sorry, some of you. If you, you know what? Fuck that. If you feel the urge, fuck this shit. You can't tell them.
No.
You don't let them tell you what to do. You want to get out of the car at the car wash, you fucking do it.
Oh,
I got it. Okay, this episode's over.